Research ITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending May 30th, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And Newswriter Colin Steele.
Today we'll be discussing a number of stories. We're going to talk about Apple's move into the enterprise, unified communications targeting SMBs, and we'll also be joined by this week's special guest, Case Hartog, Director of Product Management for Microsoft Dynamics AX. Barb, why don't you tell us a little bit about Apple's move into the enterprise?
Our contributor John Moore this week did a really good story about how Apple Macintosh, iMacs, PowerBooks are all reaping some rewards from the cachet of the iPhone and iPod. And he characterized this as Apple's accidental business push. And some of the problems with Vista have helped Apple, and plus all of the good publicity around the iPhone seems to be driving a little bit more Apple hardware into the enterprise. And the fact that iPhone is getting support for Exchange Server and some of the business email systems is helping as well. It's an interesting story from a channel point of view because Apple has had a complex relationship with channel partners over the past few years, and it's kind of played out in Boston here. I think Colin has watched that a little bit.
Yes, there was an article in the Boston Globe a while back about a Apple reseller in Boston, and the nation's largest Apple store happened to be moving next door. The reseller did two things to try to minimize the impact of this. One, he switched his business to a more enterprise model because the Apple store does kind of target consumers more. But he also buried one of his company's T-shirts at the site of the new Apple store, which was great for us Boston people because that is exactly what a Red Sox fan did with a David Ortiz jersey at the site of the new Yankee Stadium.
And a scorecard.
And a scorecard, which is the scorecard is still there, right?
That's right.
The commercials that are all over TV with the Mac guy and the PC guy, those aren't technically aimed at businesses, but you have to think that those are doing a great job of knocking down Microsoft in the minds of all customers.
The other interesting thing is that at the All Things D conference in California, Steve Ballmer and Bill Gates showed Windows 7 for the first time. So, you know, if they're finally breaking the cone of silence on that, they need to fill up some of the airwaves with something other than the negative Vista press.
Now we're being joined by senior news writer Rivka Little. Rivka, take it away.
So last week was a big week for unified communications releases specifically aimed at the SMB market. The more surprising of the releases was one from Alcatel-Lucent, which specifically targets SMBs and has open APIs, which means that service providers and partners can develop their own applications and software for the UC platform. And the other release was from ShoreTel, which was also as important because it included video, but not as surprising because they target the SMB market as it is.
Is this a case of a state-old telco getting with the program?
It really is. I think Alcatel-Lucent's wishing people would forget that it's the old Bell Labs, you know, telco legacy, but it is moving into these sort of enterprise applications, and I think that they were pretty smart in specifically targeting SMB because, let's face it, UC competition in the larger market is heated, and it's, you know, got some major players. The SMB market is sort of hot right now, and it's because SMBs see return on investment much more quickly from unified communications.
And they might have less stuff to rip and replace, wouldn't they?
They do. They have less complicated networks. IT managers also find it really hard to convince employees to use UC, especially when there are employees that have been there for a long time and are not accustomed to new applications. And in a larger organization, it's even more difficult.
If you can come in and show them that the turnaround, the payback period is negligible, they're probably going to be pretty interested, right?
A lot of them are using like old school telcos and paying a lot of money. And yes, they can see a difference very, very quickly.
Thank you, Rivka, for joining us today from our Manhattan
Bureau.
Thanks
for having me.
And now we're being joined by this week's special guest, Case Hartog, Director of Product Management for Microsoft Dynamics AX. Thanks for joining us, Case.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Microsoft Dynamics AX 2009, which is the latest version of Microsoft's ERP software, becomes generally available on June 2nd. Case, can you go over some of the new features and things that would make good selling points for partners who are selling this?
Within Dynamics AX 2009, we focus kind of on three key themes for this release. First around is globalization and helping our customers to lower the cost of global operations. Some of the things we've done there is supported multi-site functionality, which allows you to set up multiple sites within one company of AX. we're supporting new in this release is bidirectional language and Arabic language support, and allows you to set up AX in more and more pieces of the world, which is very important. And thirdly, it's a support of time zones in the applications. The second focus area is helping our customers to lower the cost of compliancy. With AX, we support about 36 different legislations in AX 2009 with 40 languages. But on top of that, new in this release is the Compliance Center, which is kind of a role center for the compliancy officer, which brings together all the important information for this officer. And lastly is the availability and integrating workflow and workflow capabilities directly into Dynamics AX. Not only the workflow itself, but also tracking all the information around a certain workflow, and again, important for your compliancy. And the last point I want to make is the improved and then continuous focus about user productivity. We shipped 30 plus new role centers and roles within this release, and we've integrated unified communication directly into the client of Dynamics AX.
What opportunities are there for partners in terms of integration and other services that they can provide on top of AX 2009?
I think in this release, one of the key things we've done is embedding business intelligence and core KPIs in the role centers of Microsoft Dynamics AX, on the 30-plus role centers, utilizing the standard SQL Server BI technologies. We expect that the ask is to our partners, instead of focusing on just the hardcore getting the system up and running services, to more advanced and more value-add services, which helps the customer define what KPIs do I need and how do I run my business. So we do expect there that our partners can add a lot of value in this implementation.
A couple of years ago at one of the Microsoft shows in Boston, I think it was TechEd or it may have been the partner conference, Kevin Turner talked a lot about ERP and CRM, you know, going upstream into enterprises. It looks to me like AX is kind of your focal point there. Can you talk a little bit about maybe partners wanting to pierce into enterprises? Is this something that they can use?
The number of larger organizations, let's say divisions and incinerators of global enterprises, is something which we see increasingly turning the attention towards Dynamics AX. And those are some of the opportunities that I think, and also with the support in this release of multi-site, increased scalability, and some of the other features I referred to earlier, we do expect an uptick of customers who want to deploy AX across multiple sites and across borders.
So if I'm a company and I have sites in the UK and Turkey and France, I can mix and match languages and currencies and time zones more easily than I could in the past. Is that right?
Having that flexibility as a customer, but also as a partner, being able to offer those opportunities to a customer and basically leave it up their internal organizational discussion and to their IT governance model on how they want to deploy their ERP system. That flexibility is something that we see a great advantage for the Dynamics AX partners.
Talking about the flexibility of deployment, where does hosting fit into all this? Is Microsoft's focus still on the partner-hosted model when it comes to ERP?
Yeah, I think with the SPLA licensing model and with Dynamics AX, we're focusing on allowing partners to offer services via partner-hosted deployments of Dynamics AX, and we still see great opportunities for our partners to focus on a certain, you know, industry or segment and offer a partner-hosted version.
Other than the size of the company and the multi-sites, if there are particular verticals that this is best suited for?
We're strong in some of the discrete manufacturing practices. New in this release is tighter integration between project management and production, which means that an engineer-to-order type of scenarios, we see increasing opportunity for us. Another one is professional services, where for this release, we integrate Microsoft Project Services together with our project management capability, allowing our partners to come up with a richer offering to the professional services industries. So those two are some key industries where I see specifically with this release, there will be some great opportunities for these partners.
Back to hosting for a second. Is there anything specific to this release that will make this a better hosted ERP for partners?
We work very closely with the SQL Server teams for this release, where we're utilizing new capabilities on SQL Server 2008, which offer compression technology, which allows the customer and the hoster to decrease the size of the database which is one of the key important factors which drives up hosting costs. And we expect savings between 60 to 80% of the size of the database, which is pretty significant and certainly in a hosting scenario, a very important factor in the cost of hosting.
Thank you for joining us, Case.
That's about all the time we have for this week. But before we go, I wanted to let everybody know who's going to be our special guest next week. Her name's Amy Paxton, and she's Dell's Channel Community Manager. She's the person mostly in charge of running Dell's new channel blog. We'll have her on to talk about how that's going.
You can find the links to the stories we discussed below on the page. To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Barb Darrow,
and Colin Steele.
And thanks for joining us.